Ladies and gentlemen, somebody that has given so much and is fighting for so many, my friend Trennis Evans with The Condemned. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Chad. How are you, man? It's always good to be with you, buddy. So thanks. Sorry we had a little technical difficulty there this morning. I'm in Houston, headed to an event here today for J6. So it's been a little bit of a wild time not being in my studio, not being at home, be able to work with you guys. But God bless you for having me on. I'm glad to be the one kicking this show off with you. And, you know, it's going to be a great day for us, brother.
Well, here's my debut show. It's been a long ride for us also, as you know. We met long ago, and you have been out there fighting so hard for these J6ers that are essentially had their rights stripped of them. And the information that we're getting out of the jail is that they're getting their ass beat on the reg, and they're getting pushed around, and they're being treated like absolute animals. And it makes zero sense to me. Can you give us a quick update of what's going on down there in the gulags of Washington, D.C., and then we'll go into what you're doing?
Yeah, I've got a little shout out actually for that. So Congressman Troy Nails, you were there yesterday in the jail. You went in there, you asked them if they're getting religious services, you asked them if they're getting help, you asked the guys how it's going in there, and you told them, well, the food sucks, it's jail. I agree with you. Food sucks, it's jail. That's probably the way it's supposed to be. My tax dollars aren't going to give you steak tartare. Okay, I'm with that. But they lied to you. You, guess what? You just got fed a bill of goods, just like the U.S. Marshals. Same scenario. Think about this, Chad. You had this happen near a year ago, the U.S. Marshals. There was a Judge Royce C. Lamberth. We've talked about him back in October. He said cited the jail for civil rights abuses. He cited the warden Wanda Patton and Quincy Booth back then for contempt of court for not turning over the medical records for the J6ers. And because there was problems, because they didn't want to turn over the medical records. They knew if they turned over the medical records, there was problems. They blame it on the marshals. It was a pointing thing. Troy Nails, you got duped, brother. I'm not mad at you for what you saw and what you said, but you got to understand you got lied to just like the marshals. Think about this. So they go in, the marshals go in and actually investigate this jail, right? They go to one half of the jail, Chad. While they're at that half of the jail, they run in, they give these guys cleaning supplies and all this stuff. Say, hey, you guys want to clean up your stuff? Because they've been screaming about how dirty it is. They give them bleach, they give them all kinds of stuff. I mean, roll out the red carpet as far as cleaning supplies, the stuff they've been crying for, to just clean for themselves. They didn't expect, you know, they're not at the Hilton. They don't expect someone to clean for them. This is just where it started, right? So they go through, these guys are cleaning their butts off, right? Cleaning this off. The marshals go through, finish their inspection, come back and go, wait a minute, we didn't see the J6 section. They go back the next day and see J6. Guess what? Voila. Boy, it's looking good. Smelling good in there. Smells like bleach. Awesome. You know,
it's like in the military when we knew the admiral was coming or something to our base. Everybody had to start spray painting grass and shit. I totally understand that. It makes total sense to me. Go ahead.
So here's what happens. So then the marshals come back, do their report, and decide that the jail is unfit, uninhabitable in so many ways that they move 400 prisoners, not J6ers, 400 other prisoners out of the other wing, the surprise visit wing, right? Then, so the J6ers were the ones doing the screaming, their families, what have you, about the horrid conditions. They come back, they see the J6 part all clean. Guess who the jailers are mad at when their brothers and sisters in the jail, if you will, the jailers, lose jobs. They don't have enough inmates there to keep all these correctional officers, and there's a mass number of layoffs in the jail. Who do you think they're mad at when they move those 400 prisoners out of the jail? So guess what happens? The beatings will continue until morale improves. Scenario gives back. We're throwing guys in the hole. You're talking about guys now, 725 days in that jail, 728 days today, I think it is. So you're talking about guys that have done solitary confinement for more than 3/4 of that time. That's insane. Geneva Convention ruled solitary confinement for over 60 days or over 30 days was inhumane. Nuremberg says at trials said solitary confinement over 60 days was inhumane. And here we are with guys that have done solitary confinement. The way they scapegoat this is they let them out 1 hour a day, 1 hour a day just to beat the actual convention rules. That's the ride. So you had guys, Ryan Samson was beaten in that jail. He lost by eyesight and orbital. So they zip tie a guy up, beat him. All right, good right cross breaks that left orbital, right? Zip tie guy up, beat him. He loses his eyesight and his orbital. He has precancerous growth on his chest. They left him tied to a chair for over 12 hours, blood clots forming in his legs. I mean, this is just one story of abuse. You've had Dominic Pozzola just recently. Now he's over in another jail. He was given his discovery for the first time. Think about this. His trial, he's going to trial. His trial started January 3rd, right? He saw his discovery for the first time just days ago. Now, when he gets his actual discovery, He has it 2 days. On the second day, jailer comes along. They won't give him his morning warm stuff to heat up his food and his oatmeal or whatever it is, right, from his commissary. He says, well, if you're not going to let me out to do it, can you just give me hot water? She cites him for talking back, literally talking back. What is this, kindergarten?
So let me ask you this. So we are legit and we say gulags just because of what we've heard. But now you with the condemned and what you guys are doing to try to help these people, you yourself are J6er. Your house was, your ranch was raided there in Texas, and you were arrested.